Your first place Milwaukee Brewers get back to work tonight. Brewers and Marlins right here on WDTMJ at home, a 9-game homestand. Joining us now, Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger for Brewers 360. It's sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dumphy. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Now, a lot to get to. First off, welcome back to work. I don't know if you got to take a break too, but a lot to get to. Wanted to ask you first, though, before we get into the homestand and what's upcoming at the yard, as far as the air quality is concerned, is that something that you guys need to pay attention to, or is this something that you're going to be monitoring as we get into the weekend?
Yeah, both. So we're obviously in talking to, you know, our partners in the weather world. We're talking to Major League Baseball. We're in communication with the Marlins. We're also talking with our friends at the Cubs and Guardians, who also have home games tonight. So right now, game is going on as scheduled tonight. Obviously, we're checking the air quality situation. If things deteriorate or don't improve, we may have to deal with that. And obviously, the most important thing is the health of our fans, our players, and our employees. So, you know, right now the game is scheduled to go on, but obviously we're going to be monitoring things, and we'll have announcements throughout the day if there are any changes or any adjustments. And obviously if a fan has a concern, if the game is being played and the fans have a concern and they have a ticket for the game, obviously we'll work with them and we'll get them an alternative game to work for. So more to come. But yeah, obviously it affects everybody. We want people to be safe and healthy. And, you know, baseball is not life and death, although sometimes the games feel like it.
Right.
So, you know, the health and safety of people in the city are the most important paramount concern we have.
And it's not unprecedented even to like a time change even, right? Like we've heard of teams moving times, starting earlier or later because of weather. I mean, that, so everything is on the table?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we've been told, again, the, you know, it's very hard to predict this, but we've been told that conditions are going to start to improve starting at noon, and that the situation may become more favorable this afternoon, tonight, and we'll sort of see. And obviously we've got games tomorrow, games Sunday, and want to make sure that we're doing the right thing for those games as well. And yeah, so people are really good at listening to news, and I just encourage people to listen to WTMJ Radio to get the latest. We'll keep you guys posted. But yeah, as of right now, we're scheduled to play at the 6:40 start, and we will keep people posted if there's any deviations from that.
Sounds good. Thanks for all that information. We know that's a fluid situation. So let's get to it. Cerveceros. Tonight, it's the big night.
Yeah, so we've got obviously a lot going on for this homestand. We are essentially almost sold out for tonight. We're almost sold out for tomorrow. Good crowds for the weekend for sure. So Cerveceros night, celebrating Milwaukee's Latino culture. We've got some expanded market. We've got photo opportunities. We've got special Cerveceros merchandise, special in-game features and things like that. And then Saturday is the bobblehead, Woodruff trading card bobblehead. So first 25,000 fans will get that. And before you know it, we'll be talking about the alumni baseball game a week from today when 30 former Brewers come and we have a 3-inning game after our Colorado Rockies 3-10 start next Friday.
Yes, Rick, I was just going to say it's hard to believe, but we're only 1 week away from that alumni game. And we know last year you all brought back a lot of legends to participate in the home run derby. And that was an overwhelming success. And I'm sure you all are anticipating the same sort of crowd next weekend for the alumni game. Excuse me, next Friday, July 24th for the alumni game.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a 3:10 start against the Rockies that will sell out. Some tickets are still left, but they're moving quickly. And again, you know, I just talked to Ryan Braun last week, and he's really pumped to be here. We've got Ben Sheets, Giovanni Gallardo, Jeff Jenkins, and, you know, Doug Melvin and Gord Ash are going to be selecting the teams. And, you know, may the best team win. But it'll be great to see these players. They love coming back to Milwaukee. They love the fans. They love the ballpark. And for them, it's really special to connect with their former teammates.
You know, sometimes, Rick, I've seen when my kids were playing baseball back when they were young, they would kind of move the infield out or have home plate be at second base to make it easier to hit a home run. Any options like that for these guys?
Well, you know, the way I was thinking, if it depends on who's playing the outfield, you may not need that because the sprint speed of some of the alums in the outfield may not be what they're used to, and the ball that drops in the infield, in the outfield, could end up being a home run simply by the time it takes for the outfielder to get to the ball.
We may see some little league home runs coming up in that game, huh?
Yeah, it'd be interesting not only to see who Gord and Doug draft, but where they put these guys, because obviously, with around 30 players coming, there's multiple opportunities to put guys in the best positions, and they want to win. So I think you put your speedy guys in the outfield and make sure that you don't have too many of those cheap home runs.
Yeah, so that, again, will take place July 24th, next Friday. But, Rick, talk about the July 21st game that will help benefit some of relief efforts for Venezuela.
Right. So, you know, hats off to, you know, William Contreras and our players, Jackson Churio, for starting a sort of a drive to help the people who are devastated by the Venezuelan earthquake a few weeks ago. So next Tuesday against the Mets, we're selling a special ticket package with a special T-shirt, and all $20 for each ticket will be donated for Venezuelan relief. And we're making 5,000 tickets available for the package. So the goal is to get $100,000 to Venezuelan relief. And, you know, again, you know, there's so many people impacted. There's a lot of players in Major League Baseball who hail from Venezuela, who have family members there. And it's a lot to carry while they're playing the game. So we're doing everything we can to help promote and promote relief efforts for those folks.
Yeah, these guys are human. You know, and
absolutely,
and they have to sit and focus on playing baseball every day. It's different than the 8-to-5 type of job, right? So these, I'm
absolutely.
I think a lot of Brewers fans, Rick, are just proud of them for what they're able to do and the money they've already been able to raise. That's going to be a great night, July 21st.
Absolutely,
Rick Schlesinger, your Brewers president of business operations on Brewers 360. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you.